Welcome to the Music Therapy Roundtable podcast. We are your hosts, Michelle Erfer,
Kimberly Senna-Moore,
and Rachel Rambach.
We are three board-certified music therapists who are passionate about our work and we feel we have something to say. Join us each month as we share stories, tips, and ideas about music therapy and working as a music therapist. Thank you for joining us. Happy holiday time, Rachel and Kimberly.
Yes, happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. Did you have, so we're recording this and we're post-Thanksgiving, unless you go to the store, we're pre-Christmas.
Doesn't feel like it.
Did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
Yeah, mine was nice. I didn't eat as much as I usually do, so that was good.
How about you, Michelle? How are you? We need a little update here. How are you feeling?
Oh, fine. Well, yes and no. Fine, but feeling pregnant. Because now I'm in month 8, and I'm starting to feel uncomfortable. So I think the second trimester is very much over for me. But it's not horrible yet. Like, I hear a lot of horror stories from my friends. But yeah, I'm doing fine. And we had a great Thanksgiving because my husband's parents came down. So we had a little dinner here at the house and they were a really big help with getting the nursery together and all that baby stuff. And my father-in-law does woodworking for a hobby. It's not even his job. It's his hobby. And he makes furniture and he does a really fantastic job. And he made us little Eddie's changing table, which is also a dresser, so it's like forever furniture for him. So it's just really cool to see little Eddie's room coming together. It's really exciting.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome.
How about you, Kimberly? How was your time? Didn't you get a chance to get away or something?
I did. I took a much needed family trip. We went to San Diego for the week, including spending Thanksgiving there. And this fall has been, it's been rough. it's been good. I love what I'm doing. I love being back in school, but speaking of family and having kids and things like that, I've had a lot of evening courses this fall, which means I haven't gotten to really see my family or my kids a whole lot, which has been, it's been hard. But we all went away for a week. My husband had a meeting in San Diego. And so we took that time to just, you know, the kids and I went and just had an entire week out there. I didn't do a lick of work and it was wonderful. And so I'm feeling it's okay. So I'm feeling refreshed and I'd say ready to go, but actually it's taking me a little while to get back into work mode. But it was a nice Thanksgiving. I don't think I can be, it was different not being with my extended family. So I don't think I can do something like this every year, but it was nice to have that time with my kids. I really needed that.
Nice. And how was the weather there?
60s. A lot warmer than, it's, I think, 19 degrees outside right now.
Yes.
I liked the jeans and t-shirt weather. I miss it.
Yeah.
Oh, and we're totally going to tease everybody here because we're going to save asking Rachel how she's doing until the end.
So, happy holidays, listeners. Are you feeling the crunch? It may be under your feet as you walk through the snow, or it may be the frenzy that comes with your holiday activities in your music therapy life and your personal life. In this episode, number 37 of the Music Therapy Roundtable podcast, we will talk about how we handle the holiday crunch on both the professional front and the home front. Let's start off by saying, you know, what does this time of year look like for each of us? So, Rachel, you're a music therapist that has a private practice out of your home. So what does this time of year look like for you in your work life?
Well, this time of year is usually pretty chaotic for me because between families going on vacations and having holiday concerts and things going on at school, it's often a little bit crazy with schedule changes and trying to reschedule sessions and things like that. But it's also fun because everybody loves, you know, doing holiday related activities and songs. And I especially love Christmas music. So I always get excited to pull all that stuff out. So it's chaotic and it's a little crazy, but in a good way.
Yeah. Well, and so I the thought that comes to my mind when it comes to scheduling with you, do you still try to fit in the same number of sessions, or do you just say, okay, I just know with family schedules and things like that, we're going to have one or two less sessions, or, you know, my studio's closed for these 2 weeks, or what have you.
It kind of looks different every year, just kind of based on my schedule. Like for this year, for instance, my husband and I are actually going on vacation next week, and we'll be gone for almost a week. So that interferes with my regular sessions, whereas, you know, normally before the holidays, I try not to cancel any lessons or sessions or anything like that to disrupt the schedule. But, right. But you know, gotta go on vacation when we can. So I'm going to try to make up some of those, but my families are so understanding, and you know, they have those types of conflicts too, to where, you know, if we can't reschedule, then we just, you know, make as many as we can and then go full force after the holidays.
Yeah. And so it has changed. So it's changed mostly based on scheduling and not so much in terms of evolving studio policy or anything.
No, I haven't changed any of my policies. And, you know, I always try to keep things as normal and regular as usual. But, you know, at the same time, we all have lives. And I've been trying to get to the point where I feel less guilty about taking time for myself, because that's something that's become really important to me and my husband, too. And my families are always super, you know, excited for me if I have, you know, the opportunity to go on a vacation or something. And so it's not to the point where it upsets them because their schedules are disrupted.
Right. That's nice. And I think that kind of speaks to the relationship you've built with your families as well.
It does. And I think that if, you know, we hadn't developed you know, a really good working relationship and personal relationship as well, that it would be more of a hindrance for them, but it's not. So that's kind of nice.
Yeah. And so we're talking about this holiday stuff, and I, you know, of course, at this point, I'm at a different place and I'm not doing any clinical work, but I can think back to how I handled it in Colorado. Mm-hmm. Because that, you know, the scheduling shifts, that's just going to happen because you go on trips and your clients go on trips, and, you know, and there's just the hustle and the bustle, or, you know, how did Michelle put it? Feeling the crunch, the frenzy of the holidays.
Yes.
But I, you know, with my facility contracts, it was a little different because I was kind of contracted to do so many hours either in a week or a month or the year. So at the hospital where I contracted, I would, you know, to take time off, I would add in more hours leading up to my time off. So I made sure to fulfill my contracted hours.
Right. So you have to make up that time if you miss it.
Exactly. And then with the residential treatment center, I was contracted to do 48 weeks? Yeah, it was built in that I would provide 48 weeks of services. And okay. So it wasn't just what happened over the holidays, but I had to kind of plan out over the entire year, when am I taking my breaks?
Okay.
Ooh, that sounds hard.
Yeah, that's overwhelming.
Well, it wasn't too bad, actually. I don't know. I've never thought of it.
Well, that's something that I'm having to do now that is new, because I work at a hospital and you have to plan things like 3 months in advance. Yeah. It's just the way they do their scheduling. And that's how it works when you're a nurse anyway. And then every department, they just run the same way when it comes to days off.
Right.
And so it's been really hard for me to be like, oh, what am I doing? Because I'm used to not having to know that far in advance.
That would be really hard. We're trying to figure out what we're doing for the holidays, and we're 4 weeks out. So Yeah, that does not, that sounds very, that sounds hard to me.
It is.
That's, although I guess for you this year, it's easy because you're not traveling, I bet.
Oh yeah, this right. is the best holiday season I've ever had. Sorry, family, if you ever listen to this, but all of my family and Ed's family are north, and usually for Thanksgiving and Christmas, we're going, for one of those holidays, we're going somewhere up north, and then the other holiday we stay home. But because of the of little Eddie, and you know, I'm due in January, I'm not traveling. So I didn't travel for Thanksgiving, and I can't travel for Christmas. And it's just been really nice. Honestly, I think I was just kind of due to just have a holidays at home anyway. But we're just going to have a little, we already had a little Thanksgiving, and we're going to have a little Christmas. And I know it'll be wonderful and festive, and Ed, you know, thankfully Ed loves to cook, and we'll have a great dinner, and
yeah,
we already have our decorations up and all of that, but
oh, nice.
It's nice. I'm so relaxed. I feel really relaxed about this season, which that's, I have never felt that way ever. So
that's good. Well, and that's probably also part of your nesting, and we're totally like getting on it.
I hope so. Yeah. I hope so. I really hope this feeling lasts though. I don't know why.
No comment. But also, so we talked about, so the, when it comes to what, how this time of year affects your work life. Okay. So the scheduling, obviously there's some juggling and some shifting there, but what about your work life as it, work life as it relates to your clients and those interactions and the actual sessions? Is it, is there anything different, or is it business as usual with that?
For me, I work with kids, so you can imagine, you know, how kids get around the holidays. It's just a lot of excitement, which leads naturally to a lot of distraction. And that's okay with me because I understand that, and I'm sometimes feeling a little distracted too. But, you know, we work as hard as we can to stay on task and get our work done, and also just to kind of pull that excitement into the session and include some of those more fun holiday songs that they want to sing and some of that lighthearted stuff just to keep the excitement going, but also, you know, want to make sure that we're sticking to our goals and objectives.
And for me, remember, I work at a hospital, and a lot of the holiday stuff, sometimes people will, I notice a little more sadness, or people may be affected just because, well, of course, no one wants to be in the hospital, period, but especially at the holiday time, because this is family time mm-hmm. for most folks. And so people may be either, you know, feeling sad or having some sort of emotional response to that. But also, my patients have been telling me this, and it's just something for us to explore. And then at the same time, one thing that I noticed too is that it's interesting to see how each family handles having a family member in the hospital, because you'll see them really, in some cases, you'll see them really pull together and having their own little holiday tradition in the hospital. And I think the patient appreciates that. I think it's great. I would appreciate it if I was in their place. And so I know in the sessions, in like music therapy wise, that is sometimes a issue that pops up, that, can affect my patient's care and speediness in getting out. We want mm-hmm. them to get better and get out of there.
Yeah. And it sounds like what you two are saying, I mean, that reflects, you know, my experiences. And I think the way that I think about it, is that everything is seems heightened around this month. And, yes. you know, in terms of kids' energy level, in terms of emotional, I don't know, sensitivity, it's not quite the right word, but I think you know where I'm going. Just everything is heightened. And so it's just being able to kind of be aware of and navigate that.
And also the stress level for everyone, I think, is heightened. Even mm-hmm. for my hospital people, because if it's, I'm in South Florida. Yes, we do have old people here. And so, you know, I might have a patient who, like, everyone wants her pies, but she's not going to make pies this year because she's in the hospital. And that's a big deal. And that's stressful. And she'll tell me about needing to find, hopefully Aunt Josie can make the pies this year and that everyone will be okay with that. Like, that is a very serious thing. And so, and I don't mean to laugh at it, but I'm more laughing because I have people in my family who I know would be saying the same thing. And it's just something to think about that is really important and causes stress. And this is in a hospital. Stress will affect your health. And we don't want people in the hospital. You know, we want them to get out. The whole point is to get people well and out of there. And so that's why music therapy is in hospitals, to help with that speediness and help with whatever you can to help defray any of those stressful feelings.
I like that, to defray.
Yeah.
So what's a tip you have for handling the holidays at work?
Don't ignore that they're there, especially when you're working with kids or people that are excited about the holidays. You don't want to take away from that excitement. You don't want it to distract them so much that you're not making progress, but at the same time, you want to kind of incorporate that into what you're doing and celebrate it, you know? If they want to celebrate, go with that and do as much as you can therapeutically to, you know, take advantage of that energy.
And I'm totally with you there, Rachel, as well. But sort of on another side of that, especially with my patients, because it's all like, you know, I have sessions, all my sessions change day to day with even the same patient because it's so immediate with their needs. And definitely touch base with them. You know, it is December. It is the holidays. You know, don't ignore it there. Ignore that, because they could be having these feelings and not want to talk about it or not even realize that they're having stress and anxiety over this holiday because they have other things going on, especially in my case with people in the hospital. So bring it up, you know, allow that space in the session. And if they want to go there, great. And if they want to go somewhere else, we'll work on that too. But definitely don't ignore the fact that it's happening, because it's going to happen.
Right, absolutely.
It's that time. Well, it's turning, you know.
And I have a question. This is actually pretty much directed at you, Rachel, about that. Because I'm thinking of, you know, a lot of schools and you know, we keep using the term holidays and things like that. And there are, you know, different religions that celebrate and kind of acknowledge this time of year in different ways. We have Hanukkah, we have, you know, Kwanzaa, we have Christmas, we have solstice, you know, X, Y, and Z, right. You know, Chinese New Year, all these different ones. And I'm wondering about, you know, your time when you were working in a school, mm-hmm. and how, because I know that that there are schools that are in an effort to be, I guess, sensitive or politically correct or what have you, opt, instead of recognizing multiple types of religious separation, holidays or whatever, just don't have any.
Right. Yeah, there are lots of schools going in that direction. I have to say that the school where I worked was not one of those. We were definitely a school that, you know, really celebrated every holiday. And I think part of that was because, you know, so many of these kids had such severe developmental disabilities and things like that. But one thing that they could all get excited about was the holidays. And that was something that kind of brought everybody together. And even though we did have kids that didn't necessarily celebrate Christmas, we made it more of a secular thing. So it was, you know, not necessarily singing Silent Night, but
right.
Jingle Bells and Let It Snow, things like that. So I kind of just followed the administration's lead. I wasn't sure going in, you know, how far I could take things with like an actual Christmas theme, or if I should include Hanukkah songs. But for the most part, we just did a lot of like winter celebration type things. So it wasn't religious in any way, but we didn't ignore the fact that, you know, we were celebrating Christmas. And then also I would do Hanukkah songs and even a couple of Kwanzaa songs, believe it or not. There are some really good ones out there. So yeah, I tried to just include everybody and incorporate everything. And we were all about celebration, and I think everybody just really embraced that, which was fun. I loved it. I miss being in a school setting this time of year.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, it's kind of tough because, you know, as much as I can celebrate with my kiddos one-on-one, it's and I do have some small groups too. It's just not quite the same as, you know, having that all-school sing-along and all of the fun that comes along with that stuff. So
Right.
So let's switch gears now and talk about our home life, the home front at the holiday time. So, Kimberly, if you don't mind me starting with you, how do the holidays affect your home life?
It's fun. The holidays are fun now. I'm getting to re-experience them with my kids. And, you know, they're 6 and 4 now. So it's different every year depending on, you know, where they are developmentally and, you know, trying to create our own family traditions. So it's a journey. I don't know. It's fun. And of course, you know, emotions are heightened. We put up we put up Christmas over the weekend, and my little daughter got really excited and she goes, "So tomorrow we get presents."
Oh no.
Sorry, kid. It's not even December yet.
But it's exciting, and we have the lights, you know, a couple of years ago I got a little crazy and with after Christmas sales, and I bought a lot of Christmas trees, so I have 6 in my house right now.
Oh my goodness.
But keep in mind, I have a pink one in her room and a blue one in his room, and
all right,
our big family tree, and I have a little tree from when I was single and then 2 outdoor ones, so.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that's a little crazy. So I have fun. It's the only holiday I really decorate for, period. So I don't know. It's just fun. And of course it's crazy because, you know, we're trying to figure out our schedule and you have to do the gifts and you have to do the holiday cards. And, you know, there are certain things I like to do. Like I make these knots for our friends who are close and I mean, like physically close. I'm not good enough to send nuts in the mail. I mean, like, geographically close friends and doing the holiday cards. Oh, and I started about 3 years ago, I think, for our holiday letter, instead of just, you know, writing out a letter, I've do a song.
Oh, right. You guys keep up with that.
And not just a song, but then I do a video with my kids.
That's awesome. I look forward to that every year.
Thanks. I look forward to that too. And it's a lot of work that I probably really don't need to do, but it's fun. And my kids are having fun with it now. So that's what I'm looking forward to here coming up is doing our annual holiday video, our little music video. So
it's fun.
It's busy and it's crazy and it's fun.
Oh, very nice.
Well, I feel like the opposite of you sort of, Kimberly, because, well, this year is a very big exception because, again, I'm pregnant and I'm due in January, so I'm not traveling. But like I said before, with our family, we're always going somewhere, and it's like a train. I mean, it's a plane ride trip to the north somewhere, which, you know, not to offend anyone in my family, it's just kind of tough because I live in Florida and I'm being forced to go to the north every holiday. It's freezing and we always get a bad cold and dry skin. It's kind of a pain, but of course then it's all worth it because we get great memories and food and all of that. But this year I feel the opposite of you, Kimberly, because the holidays are always a really stressful time for me because of that traveling and not only the schedule, figuring out like with what days you're going to take off of work and canceling sessions and that sort of thing, but then also, you know, the home responsibilities of canceling the mail and the paper boy and boarding the dog and the plane tickets and figuring out how to get the gifts up there and all of those sort of logistics. I just find that really stressful. And even though we've done it for 6 years, but it's still like just part of that process that I don't look forward to. But now, I don't know, now that baby Eddie is on his way, I know that's not going to change. We're still going to be busy at holiday time, but I think it's hopefully going to be much more exciting because of what you say. I get to experience the holidays in a different way because it's through him.
Yeah. Oh, how fun.
Yeah, it's the crazy, the stress and the craziness, that doesn't go away, but I don't know. There, for me, there is something pretty special about seeing it through my kids. It's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and helping them to create, you know, I'm trying to help them have fond memories of the holidays and of being with family and of, you know, the excitement of this time of year. So.
How's your holidays on the home front, Rachel?
Oh, it's always great. I love this time of year. And my husband gets really excited about putting up decorations, putting up the tree. He was out all weekend putting up lights on our big giant tree in our front yard. And I don't know, there's just something kind of magical and wonderful about having the lights on at night and having our Christmas tree all lit up. It just makes me feel happy, and any stress that I'm normally feeling just from life as usual just kind of goes away or takes a little break, and I really enjoy this time of year. But it is a little hectic, just right now, especially this year more so than others, because we're going to Hawaii next week, and obviously, of course, I'm super, super excited, but that also puts a little bit more of a crunch on getting everything else done. So I'm trying to get all my shopping done. I'm trying to get our Christmas cards ready, and just things that I normally feel like I would have more time to do are just a little bit more squeezed right now. But that's okay because I'm going to Hawaii, so I'm not complaining.
So I have a random question.
Okay.
Speaking of, you know, the holidays on the home front, I talked a bit about, you know, my kids and how they get excited and things like that.
Yeah.
Girls' dogs notice, like, does their behavior change?
I would say for Sadie, yes, definitely. First of all, because she would love to get at the Christmas tree and just take all of the ornaments off. And so for the last couple of years, we've been putting the tree in our front room, which used to be my old studio. And it has French doors, so we can close them. But she's figured out how to open them.
Yeah, so, she's smart.
She's very smart. So now we have to put, like, a bench in front of the doors so that she can't get in while we're not home. But it's funny because, like I was saying before, how my kids get excited and really ramped up during the holidays – kind of the same thing happens with my dog. So I don't know if it's just she feels that energy coming from us or what, but it's funny.
And what about Suki? Does she get crazy too?
Well, she always gets crazy when there's visitors over, but she leaves the tree alone, which is really surprising.
Oh, you're lucky.
Sometimes her tail will, like, knock off some ornaments or something, but it's really not a problem at all. And she'll sniff around the gifts, but if we just watch her in the beginning when we set them out and tell her no, then she's good for the rest of the time. It's like usually the first couple days.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
We're pretty lucky.
Nice.
Pretty good with all that. Are you asking because you want to get a dog, Kimberly?
No, I'm asking because I was curious. Kids would go crazy. They would love a dog, but there's no way right now.
Oh, my gosh. There's so much work.
There's no way right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I really was just curious. I'd never thought about it before.
So do you guys have any tips for handling the holidays at home?
Breathe. And go.
yeah. And my tip, I would say, would be to enjoy the process, because sometimes I feel like I make it more work than it really should feel like.
Me too.
You know, it's stuff that should be fun, like making gifts for people and, you know, putting up decorations and taking pictures for Christmas cards. Like, it's things that we feel like we have to rush through so we can get to the next thing. But then, you know, it's over and it's like, oh, you know, that's the fun stuff that I should be enjoying. So I'm just trying to kind of soak it in a little bit more this year and not get so stressed about it, interfering with my work stuff. Mm-hmm. Just trying to have that better balance, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think, I gave a little, flippant response earlier.
We knew you'd have more to add, Kimberly. Come on.
But, I really like your suggestion, Rachel. You just kind of do the best you can with what you've got. And you know what? If the cards don't get sent out before the holidays, then send them out afterwards. There's nothing wrong with that. There's no rules. If you go back to what is the purpose of this, it's a time of year to celebrate. And I think it's a time of year, we're celebrating the passing of the seasons. We're celebrating being with family, being with those we love, and showing those that we love and care about that, we're thinking about them. Here's what we're up to. It's a time of connection.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yes, it's crazy, but it's also fun. And I think if you can kind of hold on to what the holidays mean for you, I think that might help.
Now, everyone, over at our premium site, Music Therapy Pro, we're going to elaborate on this topic and share specific holiday resources that you can use in your music therapy practice. This conversation is only available at our premium site, musictherapypro.com. Membership is only $17 a month, and you gain access to a members-only forum, resource lists, videos, and exclusive podcasts. CMTE courses are also available at no additional charge. At Music Therapy Pro, we've done the hard work already, and now we're sharing our secrets with you. So to join, visit www.musictherapypro.com. Okay, time for our cool resource of the month. And our cool resource of the month actually comes from us. Usually we share something from someone else, but this month it's our own. And that's over at our Music Therapy Pro site, our premium site, because we have a new feature, which is resource lists. So one perk of being in Music Therapy Pro is that we have a members-only Facebook forum. And now on the forum, you'll find resource lists. It could be song lists by holiday or different interventions that correspond, things like that. One thing that we learned when we talked to our Music Therapy Pro members is that they like to have information at their fingertips, and they like to have it easy access, and they like to have it vetted. They like to have information that we pull together, because ain't nobody got time to just find something on their own. So we're doing it for you. Another great thing about the lists that you'll find on the Music Therapy Pro forum is that other people can collaborate and edit and add their own information on it. So the community is totally involved. So you'll find that cool resource only at musictherapypro.com.
And we also wanted to take a minute to acknowledge, we have some really cool supporters of Music Therapy Pro. These are people who offer discounts on some of their products and services just for pro members. So we wanted to take a minute to acknowledge and thank Mr. and Mrs. Marketing, Wholesome Harmonies Music Therapy, the Music Therapy Research Blog, and A Perfect Lullaby. And we're going to add links. There are links on the sidebar at Music Therapy Roundtable, but we're also going to add links to these awesome music therapists and their businesses in the show notes.
All right, and we have a Sunday success as always. This month's Sunday success story comes from Music Therapy Pro member JC Voorhees. Here's what she had to share over in our Music Therapy Pro Facebook forum. I just got hired to conduct the second ever music therapy eligibility assessment for a student in a public school here in Utah. Whoop, whoop. And those were her words. All right, JC, you are paving the way for future clients and future music therapists. That's awesome news.
That's awesome, JC. Yeah. And to close off this month's podcast, we deliberately didn't ask how Rachel was doing at the beginning during our small talk. And so, Rachel, how you doing?
Well, I have some news. I was just so thrilled for Michelle and her pregnancy that I decided to join her. Yay! So right now we have two co-hosts of the Music Therapy Roundtable who are pregnant.
It's catching.
It is, I know. Kimberly, watch out, you're next.
Rachel, I am so excited for you. And thank you. Listeners out there, Michelle and I have known for a couple months, and it's been really hard not to.
Well, I have to add, I told Michelle and Kimberly right away because I found out literally 2 days before National Conference in St. Charles. And Kimberly was my roommate, and Michelle, I spent like every second with her. So I knew that they were going to find out, you know, eventually. So I told them right away, but this is, you know, we're finally announcing it to the world. So it's like a big relief. Yeah.
And just, we got to ask real quickly, how you feeling?
Feeling okay. It's been a little bit of an up and down roller coaster as far as the morning sickness goes and fatigue and all of that. But as Kimberly and Michelle have been reminding me, that just means that everything's going according to plan and things are good and working. So you know, I'm just kind of taking it all in and enjoying every second. And I'm just now getting into my second trimester. So we're very excited about that. And Hawaii, our trip next week was planned before we knew we were pregnant. And now it's turned into a baby moon. So it's kind of special for us. But yeah, we're just really excited. And our due date is June 14th. So 2 weeks after my 30th birthday, which is kind of fun.
Well, congratulations, Rachel.
Thank you. I know, it's possible. That's what we keep talking about. It's so funny that it would be so close. So we'll see.
Well, congratulations. I can't wait. And I'm sure Kimberly can't wait either to see how it goes.
Yeah.
And
Yay.
Thank you for joining us. To read a transcript of the show, go to www.musictherapyroundtable.com, where you will also find links to each of our personal blogs. You can get podcast episodes sent directly to you by subscribing to the Music Therapy Roundtable through iTunes. If you enjoy the podcast, please write an iTunes review. It helps our ranking, which allows us to reach more people like you. So if you have a comment or question, please email us at info@musictherapyroundtable.com. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we'll talk again next month.